What up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Strength Forward Podcast. Today is more of a rant episode that I had this thought pop into my mind the other day about the chaoticness of life and how you can get your life to be less chaotic and what that process looks like. And I have this theory that I want to share with you all, and I totally invite feedback on it because I could have it incredibly wrong. But nonetheless, let's dive into it. So I thought about this. I started thinking about this because right now my life currently is very chaotic. It's very chaotic. I don't know when you're listening to this or seeing this, but currently, end of December, in December 2024, my life is very chaotic as I'm working in a restaurant four nights a week. I'm growing a business, fitness business, and producing content like this, and between editing and making things, like it's a lot, right? I'm also a father, so I see my kid. I see Maverick a few times a week, and so that, you know, takes time away from doing things like this, although it's the greatest blessing in the world. Like, I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's amazing. And it can just be very chaotic, and because I'm up late every night, it's hard to get up early in the morning to, you know, do a workout and then fit work stuff in and then get another workout in because I'm still training to compete in CrossFit, potentially even High Rocks. So I'm doing a lot, right? Taking sales calls during the day. If that feels overwhelming, me explaining that to you, that's kind of the point. I want you to be like, geez, all right, are you going to get to what's coming up next? Like, I'm explaining it like that with a reason of it's chaotic. And I have this theory. I think that there are two ways you can make your life less chaotic. So let's dive into the first one. Some of you out there, and to myself to an extent, are experiencing chaos in your life because of poor decisions. Meaning, you're not getting up on time. You're hitting snooze two or three times, which is setting you back, which means you're not getting your reading or journaling in that you want to get in, or you're having to rush to work or whatever. Maybe you're habitually late. So that lateness and that rushingness makes you feel chaotic, right? Or, I don't know, you're not preparing meals ahead of time, so then you're having to rush to cook food, or you got to like fit in driving to the drive-thru on the way to somewhere you're already late for, like that sort of stuff. Like, it's just chaotic. My theory is that that first thing is really just a discipline sort of structure of life issue, because you might be making enough money, you might be happy with what you're doing on a day-to-day basis, you don't really want to change anything, you just need to set your life up in a little bit different way with some better habits and better procedures, better systems, processes, like that whole thing. You know, you're not hitting the snooze, you're leaving earlier for work, you're meal prepping, you know, decreasing the amount of friction you're facing on a day-to-day basis to make life less chaotic. That's the first thing. The second thing is, this is where I think it gets a little bit complicated. The second thing is, funny I said that, complicated, yeah. The second thing is, I think life, for some people, can be chaotic by choice in order to make it less chaotic in the future. What I mean is, if you're in a place where, you know, you have a full-time job, but you're completely dissatisfied, you're not making enough money, you're living paycheck to paycheck, that sort of thing, and you want to get to a place where all of a sudden you have more time, more freedom, more money, more autonomy. To get there, it's not just a simple, I'm going to quit my job and go do this. It's just not. For most people, it's not. I think very rare circumstances can be. And even if you do quit your job to step into something, you still have to build it, and that's a lot of work. But to get to the other side, where life is less chaotic, you have to go through even more chaos in the moment, right? And so that's where I'm at. And this is where my brain starts to turn of like, sometimes I'm doing things on a day-to-day basis and I'm like, man, I hate how chaotic my life, like, I hate this. I hate rushing from thing to thing. I hate trying to fit this crap in, staying up late making content. And then I have to go work at a restaurant for 7 or 8 hours and I gotta serve people. And then I gotta rush home, try to get to bed, and then I gotta work out. And it's like, man. But the thing is, if I don't go through that, if you out there don't go through that, you don't ever get to the other side where, one, like, I can step out of the restaurant and now free up 24 to 32 hours a week of extra time to just do more of this or just like take a nap or whatever. Like if I don't go through this phase, the grind phase, the chaos phase, then life will ultimately never be able to be less chaotic in the future. Does that make sense? Am I explaining that? I hope I'm explaining that in a way that makes sense, because it's my theory that for some people out there, you might have to invite more chaos into your life in order to decrease the chaos in the future, right? And it's a weird paradox to get to the ultimate place where maybe life's moving just a little bit more smooth. Right? You've delegated some responsibilities, you have structure, you're making some more money, you're doing the thing you love, whatever. You don't just get there overnight. And so it's going to take a year, two, three, four, 5 years of just a crap storm of chaos to ultimately decrease the chaos and make life a little bit more pleasurable in the future. Now, there always is going to be something that gets in the way that makes life, you know, interrupts life and makes it chaotic. So like the example I was thinking of the other night, like, I don't know, you're parked at a red light and a car isn't paying attention and, you know, rear ends you. It's like, well, you didn't plan for that. And that just invited a whole lot of extra crap where you got to call insurance and you got to get your car fixed and do this stuff. Like, that sucks, but you can't control that. Or you come home and your dog decided for the first time in months to take a crap on the floor, on the carpet, and then you got to scrub it. You know, or your kid does something, you know, you get what I'm going with that. Like, those sort of things are always going to be there because it's life. And on this side of heaven, it's going to be chaotic. There's going to be troubles. But it's my theory that for some of you out there, you need to set up your life a little bit differently and just establish some better habits to decrease the friction you're facing on a day-to-day basis. And that can be from a plethora of different things. And for some of you out there, maybe life is very mundane and boring right now, and you don't like that, and you want to get to a different part of life where things are a lot better, you're going to have to invite chaos into your life and really just, Alex Ramosi says this, eat glass. You're just going to have to eat glass and pull this rope towards you that's just covered in shards of glass and cut up your hands, be bleeding, and it's going to suck. But the more you do it and the further along you get, there's less and less glass, and there's less and less friction, and the rope moves a little bit easier, and then eventually, you're where you want to be, or dang near close to it. So, that's my rant for today. That's the podcast for today. Those are my theories. I would love to hear y'all's thoughts on this, and if you think it's accurate. I think it's accurate, because I'm going through it right now, and that's the story I tell myself, is that it will settle down on the other side of this. But I don't want to be naive and think that life is going to be blissful on the other side of, you know, getting out of the restaurant and doing more of this full-time and being able to delegate response. It's not going to be more blissful. Could to an extent, but it's not going to be just perfect and hunky-dory and all that stuff. It's still going to be hard. There's still going to be challenges. But for now, I'm inviting the chaos in and really trying to step into it. And I know I used myself as the example, but this isn't, I'm not just trying to make it about me. I'm just using myself as an example for you out there. Where are you at in your life? Assess it. Either change your habits, your behaviors, or step into that grind and get to the other side. Get a reward from it. So, y'all enjoy the rest of your day. If you're watching this on YouTube, like, subscribe. I'd appreciate it. I'm trying to grow my channel. Be fun. If you're listening on Spotify or Amazon, give it a like or download it, or I don't know, whatever you got to do, something just pushes me in the algorithm more. So that's my ask. It'd be really helpful. Anyways, love y'all. See you later. Peace.